Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Nordbrook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Garr moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. Stein moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeCinces moves to third. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. DeCinces scores. Nordbrook goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Harper moves to third. Grich moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-0, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Nordbrook moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive towards first. May reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeCinces hits a line drive towards short. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Broemer moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Broemer moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer scores. Lemon moves to third. Essien moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch misplays the ball. That's an error on Gritch. Lemon scores. Essien moves to third. Garr moves to second. It's 8-2, Orioles. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essien tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Orioles. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to second. 2 outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stein strikes out. 1 out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. Essien moves to second. It's 8-4, Orioles. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gar hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Grich is called out on strikes. 1 out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeCinces strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stein moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to third for the out. Broemer moves to second. One out. Bucky Dent pinch hits for Jim Essien. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bucky Dent now playing shortstop. Phil Roof now catching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Tommy Harper. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordbrook moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Garr reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jim Spencer. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garr scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-5, Orioles. Dyer Miller now pitching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Stein reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 8-6, Orioles. Mike Cuellar now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Holdsworth now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.